Years ago and is still out of the way. Sunday night it rains for 14 hours. Monday she calls. It's cold here and the campground is flooded. I better leave. The snow has begun. The wind is blowing at 40 miles an hour and the wind chill is minus 10. She calls from a rest stop. The motorhome is warm but there's nobody on the highway. Gee, I wonder why. About 7:05 on the longest day, the four winds creeps down our narrow snow-covered street. Adrian backs into Grandma's drive and just sits in the driver's seat bleeding off the adrenaline. Grandma has been an RVer since the 1950s, so the two veterans talk as though the adventure was just another trip. As for me, I was glad the ordeal was over, and I didn't even go. RVs create memories, some more vivid than others. See what it's all about at Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
TMA Live will be at Hot Shots in Fenton on December 20th. For this event, we have teamed up with Hot Shots for a holiday toy drive to benefit friends of kids with cancer. Anyone who comes to the Hot Shots in Fenton that day and makes a cash or toy donation will receive a coupon for a free Hot Shots appetizer as a small way of saying thank you. Plus, there will be a raffle for Blues tickets and Anheuser-Busch swag bag. Come out and enjoy great specials on Bud Select, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. That's this month's TMA Live at Hot Shots in Fenton on December 20th.
Club Fitness has something for everybody. An incredible December offer. We are giving you the gift of fitness. Join by December 23rd for just 23 cents. Club Fitness has always given members some love with free kids club, free group classes, free tanning and massage, 24-hour access, and more. So stop in to any of our locally owned 23 area locations and join the Club Fitness family for just 23 cents. Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Offer ends December 23rd. Some restrictions may apply. See club for details.
Spiro's is bringing class and relaxation back to New Year's Eve, along with fun and the best food. Big events and bars have parking issues, packing people in like cattle, and not to mention the subpar food. Not at Spiro's in St. Charles, where they are only taking a limited number of reservations, a number that's much less than the restaurant holds. Features include premium seating, half price on all cocktails, live entertainment, noisemakers and champagne at midnight, plus the best food in the STL. The outdoor stone Greek oven will be cooking the great food, and you can enjoy your favorites like clam bakes, stuffed pork chops, and so many others. Call today because Spiro's is not jamming people in. They want you and your friends to enjoy great food, ample space, and easy parking. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital. Call today to make your reservation at 636-916-1454.
Looking for the perfect holiday gift for the sports fan in your life? How about tickets to an evening with the Cardinals? It's a night to benefit the National Children's Cancer Society. It features Cardinals Hall of Famers Jim Edmonds, Chris Carpenter, and for select sponsorships, John Mozeliak. Dinner, auction, Q&A, all to fight childhood cancer. Learn more at thenccs.org. January 26th at St. Louis Union Station Hotel. Get your tickets at thenccs.org.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer and can save you a lot of unnecessary fear. One client called frantic. A test sample for an indoor swimming pool showed evidence of Legionella bacteria. Well, that meant the entire pool would have to be drained, then washed with acid. But Wellington Environmental found the pool was safe. The test sample was a false positive. In another case, a homeowner said a buyer had just backed out of a closing. The building inspector claimed he had found evidence of mold in a closet. That could be scary. Could certainly cost the deal. Wellington Environmental found it was not mold. It was traces of asphalt from the wheels of a suitcase. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
The holiday season is here. Do you want to carve your turkey or ham oh so right and so fresh? Or do you want your relatives to complain about your knives again?
Why are your knives so dull?
Of course, no one wants to hear that. So bring your knives back to life at Bertarelli Cutlery. They can put a sharp edge back on your knives and get you ready for the holiday season. That's Bertarelli Cutlery, located at 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
Well, partners and him.
There's no fun left on.
Oh, yeah, Bill. Or, no, Bill didn't win.
Breakfast for dinner.
What did he say?
Breakfast for dinner.
Not bad, actually. You know what, at night, I don't know who decided you only eat like sausage and eggs in the morning. Isn't good at night?
Oh, yeah.
It's a place to serve breakfast all day, but somebody laid out the, here's lunch, here's dinner, and this is what you eat for breakfast. Hey, cereal in the middle of the night, by the way. Good, good. Well, good afternoon. And welcome to the December 18th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. That would be Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They're with Stifel. They are financial advisors, and they've been a part of this show for a long, long time. And you don't have to get financial advice. You can do all that on your own if you want to. That's up to you, not my suggestion. We'll talk after this.
Hey!
All right. At the control board, we had earlier we had a guest in. His name was Marty. Long-time listener, and he was excited to meet Limey. Mm-hmm. We had lunch together, and he goes, how about this Limey? I said, how about it? And he met him, and now he's a bigger fan than ever, I think. So, Marty, nice to meet you, and your daughter, Tammy. The control board is operated by this guy from... he's not really from Great Britain. He was born here, then he moved away for 19 years to Great Britain, and 10 of those he spent in Birmingham, England.
Oh, wow.
What happened?
Oh.
Nailed that one.
Oh, and you know what? We got a new listener today.
I got a second.
We have a new listener.
Oh, damn it.
No, wrong choice. That's for when... That's not a mistake. That's for when some... That's for when somebody says something didn't go over well.
Yeah, I know. That was
it's not for a mistake.
Kind of cover music.
Wrong. Holy cow, and you teach broadcasting. Unbelievable.
All right, so
what happened?
The problem was is I have two like volume controls right next to me. One is the computer so I can take down the polka music and play the Royal Britannia, but I brought both volume levels
idiot.
Down.
Brilliant.
I am an idiot.
Edit it out. Okay. Nobody wants to hear all that.
Thank you.
Radio edit.
10 of those in Birmingham, England. He's the resident Brilliant. He is Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
You know, the saddest part of this is his dad listens every day. And right now over in Birmingham, England, his dad may have some buddies around going, hey, listen to my son. He's a great control board operator. And then they heard that. Well, they
hello,
didn't.
Dave.
No, they didn't because we edited that.
We did. We're fine. We're
I'm sorry, Dan. Say hi to Dave in that voice again.
Hello, Dave.
Yeah, that was good. Well, we are blessed with the presence of our travel man, the guy that steers us in the right... Oh, I just... By the way, a friend of ours dropped something by the house and had just... He and his wife had just been to Big Cedar Lodge. Oh, my goodness. Everything I'd ever heard, he confirmed, as you, I think, talked about in Springfield. This guy is with us because he didn't decide to go anywhere today. He didn't decide to go northbound or southbound or westbound or even... I caught big old handkerchief.
Yep, that's what I got.
Bill Clavlin, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Short and sweet. He keeps it right to the point. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth.
If I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stifel. And you can give them a call at 636-695-2650. And they'll give you a complimentary second opinion on your investment portfolio. Stifel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hi, everybody. Did somebody laugh?
No, I have a drink cup, and I turned the top.
Oh.
And it's weird.
It kind of made like a little fart sound.
It makes it. Yeah, but it wasn't. It was a cup, see?
Right.
I can prove that. Like ever that. Do that where you go, well, that was my chair, and you try to recreate it?
Yeah.
All right, that wasn't the cup. That was Limey. Let's see. Oh, I know who's next. The guy who is the head of our news department. He's the head of our research department. He's the news director. He, at one time, was the night cook at Denny's. How about that? Huh? You're talking about a varied past life. He has it. And other things we don't even have the time to go into. But that one thing is pretty big. What's he doing? He's something else. He's
He's an author. Got a book out. Just found this out today. He's never mentioned it. Tim Woodburn. Say hello, say hello to everybody.
You can't make me laugh, or if you're going to make me laugh, do a sippy cup during my own endorsement of myself. Okay?
I can do that, yeah.
Thank you very much, Frank. Been in business for 10 years. You need a private investigator? Email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
And sippy cup is for little bitty kids. This is an adult cup.
Remember that flarp stuff?
Yeah. I have some. Yeah. It's the greatest.
Yes.
It's a dollar. Flarp. At the $1.99 store or five and under. Yeah. It's called flarp.
Yeah.
It comes in a little plastic cup, and it's just like, what do you call it?
It looks like a Play-Doh container.
And you push your fingers in it. Yeah. And kids love it. And I love it. Kids and I both love it.
His finger, right.
Yeah. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. The happiest security guy alive. Bernice is in heaven. It doesn't sound like it, but she's happy because she's in heaven. And, I've never heard of it. What kind of flarp is it?
Cheese.
Cheese flarp. I guess it's like Cheese Whiz, but you stick your fingers in it and make, we don't know that product. Would you please give it up for, if you like polka music, and you know you do, Bruce Lipperist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Yeah. We love you, Bruce. We're brought to you by Mark and Jason. They work for Stiefel. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and the NYSE. If you have a plan or you're thinking about having a plan for not just retirement, but for your life and emergencies that come up, the single greatest asset you have to work with is time. But the longer you put this off, the longer you put off turning to somebody for some advice about, your financial future, the more time you lose. And every day you've just lost another day and another year. And the next thing you know, you're 40 or 50. And you go, oh, my goodness, I kept putting this off. I didn't know this would come up on me this fast. I didn't know I'd be 50 this soon. It comes quickly, folks. And I don't think there's any such thing as planning too early. And the longer you wait to start accumulating capital for retirement or for whatever, the harder it's going to be. So how do you plan it? How about with some assistance? How about Mark and Jason? How about a meeting, a complimentary meeting? I can't make you do this. Nobody can. But it's one of those things that, when you look at people who are, let's say retired people, or let's say just people who retire earlier than others, it's because they had a plan. Now, there's some rare exceptions. They inherited something. But come on. You going to do that? You really get somebody to leave you a lot of money or win the lottery or something? Probably not. How about a plan? How about a meeting with Mark and Jason? Again, it's complimentary. They are financial advisors with Stiefel. You meet with them, and the rest is up to you. The meeting is actually up to you. To set it up, you go to their website, markandjason.com. You hear it every day. Again, it's markandjason.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa.
Cannot wait to find out where he's taking us today. He, of course, is Bill Quevlin. He is brought to you by Window World, the preferred window of Paul and the St. Louis. Now, see, if we do that, there'll be people who go, who's Paul? See, you have to listen to the show. That'll teach you to listen. You know who Paul is. The preferred window of Paul and of the St. Louis Blues, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. When you contact them, please, please tell them your AM and the PM. That means everything to us. We'd appreciate it. Would you please show your appreciation in the form of applause for Bill Quevlin? You know, it works. Dan, if you don't do, it works better when nobody says anything. Just listen to that adoration without any interference.
Any woo wow?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Bill, how are you?
I think I missed a couple of claps because he was talking.
Now, see, that's the problem. He stepped on them.
Do you listen to the podcast when the show's over and relive that moment when they all clap for you?
Yeah, if I want to cry myself to sleep.
He has an endless loop of just the clapping, just over and over and over and over.
I should put it as my ringtone on my
phone. Oh, that'd be good. Where are you taking us?
So, if I remember correctly, your joke today will be about Santa Claus.
Yes.
Is that correct?
One of two
Santa
jokes.
Okay, good. So, I thought it would be appropriate to talk about a place. I know we've talked about this several times before. But yes, but it's worth bringing up again. So, it's Santa Claus, Indiana. I know Dan has been there. I don't think anyone else in the room has gone there. So, this is an easy drive from St. Louis.
By the way, this is an actual town. Yes. It's the town's name is Santa Claus.
The town's name is Santa Claus, and I can't remember exactly how the name came to be. The town, I think, I want to say Santa Fe was the original name, what they wanted it, but there was already a Santa Fe in Indiana, so they came up with Santa Claus. There's a few different sort of theories of how that came about. So Santa Claus, Indiana, the biggest draw in Santa Claus is Holiday World, which we'll talk about here in just a moment, but this place is Christmas all year round. So if Christmas is your thing and you love this holiday, there's all sorts of things that have to do with Santa and Christmas all throughout the year.
So let me ask you a question. Do they do a bigger, is it tourism like blow up this time of year for them? I would think maybe it would, but
I would say summer's probably a bigger time.
Really?
Just because Holiday World draws in so many people.
I have an answer to your question.
Okay.
So in 1856, the town was established as Santa Fe.
Santa Fe, sorry.
But there was already a Santa Fe, Indiana, so they had a town meeting and decided on Santa Claus, and it's the only post office in the world with the name Santa Claus in it.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All. No.
It's Mr. Research-It-All. Play the right sound effect there.
Yeah, you need to hear the sound that says, thank you, Mr. Research-It-All.
And don't they postmark or, stamp things and send them back to you or something
like
that?
Yeah, like the kids, don't they?
Yeah, so you all throughout the year, you can either in person at the Santa Claus Museum, or you can just send them a letter. Send Santa a letter, care of Santa Claus, Indiana, and you will get a response back at some point during the year. Close,
obviously. Okay, so here's the question.
Yes.
That's not that far from here.
No.
Three hours.
Is it really worth going there this time of year because it's Christmas? Is it that much greater than anything you'll see around here? No.
But it's worth bringing it up because people are, they're starting to think about.
I think it's worth bringing up for the mailing thing because a kid gets a letter and the return address is Santa Claus.
So some of the things they have the it really is a lot of fun any time of the year, but summer, obviously, with the Holiday World being open, you really get the full feel for it. So you got the Candy Castle, you got a Christmas store that's got all these Christmas things in it, the Santa Claus Museum, which I mentioned, and I have a friend of mine that I've met in Santa Claus, and her name is Emily Thompson. She actually doesn't live there anymore, but she wrote a book. And so what I think is really neat, inside this museum, they have a display of letters that kids have sent in to Santa. And get thousands and thousands of letters every year. And so they have, a team of, I guess they call them the elves, Santa's helpers, will send back, help Santa respond to all of these letters. But what's really neat, I think, is to see each year they update this panel of letters. And so some of them are really funny. Some of them are kind of sad. For me, what's most interesting is seeing the penmanship of the kids who wrote letters way back when. It's absolutely beautiful.
Back when kids could write.
Absolutely. And then see what kids write today. A little bit different. But I copied a few excerpts of some of the letters.
When you said pardon me just now, wouldn't you have an internal belch?
No.
Because it wasn't really loud.
Well, you didn't hear it because I'm a professional and looked away from the microphone.
Okay.
So these are some of the more funny letters that were in her book. It's called Letters to Santa Claus. It's actually a really good gift for this time of year if you're looking for something. So here's a few. This one's from Ronnie.
I think what you meant to say was if you already own my book and Tim's book, then this would be a good gift.
Okay. If you already own my book.
Whoa.
So this
well, he split the difference.
Yeah. This is from Ronnie. He's 8 and a half. Dear Santa, I am a big boy and I don't need any toys. Besides, Mommy says you will not be coming in my house this year because Obama got elected again.
Wow.
These are true letters. These are actual letters. This one's from Addison Jordan. My brother is Jackson. By the time it is Christmas, he will be grown up. Bring him baby diapers. When I was 3, he peed in my mouth one time. I spit it out.
Oh,
man. That kid's sick.
That is... Yeah. Dear Santa Claus, this is from Michael. Dear Santa Claus, I am so sorry of what I did in the past, and thank you for the Christmas letter. I love it, but what I want for Christmas this year is $5.3 billion. please write another letter this year. I love you.
Wow. Like that kid.
This is from Olivia. Dear Santa, I don't care what you give me this year. I will be happy. I have a question to ask you, though. When you poop, is your poop the color of holiday candles?
Now, do they respond? They don't respond to these. They can't.
I don't think they give them an answer to these questions, but these are just...
You know what? I would like the job of writing back just to select ones.
Yes.
Like some of these, Pete and my... Your brother, I'll just write back, your brother's a sick little bastard. Yeah.
He's on the naughty list.
Sign Santa.
I'll do one more. This is from Lexi. Dear Santa, my mom is on a diet, so we won't have cookies anymore. We will leave you some Cheez-Its instead.
Hey, you hear that, rat boy?
Cheez-Its.
Oh, yeah.
Cheez-Its.
That's right. Let me jump in on Bill's theme here real quick. I have a 9-year-old niece, and my sister-in-law posted this letter that she wrote to her teacher on Facebook. She's 9.
Okay.
Dear Mrs. Gorham, I hope you like... her teacher's pregnant. Dear Mrs. Gorham, I hope you like the baby blanket. I understand being pregnant is hard, but I don't know what it feels like. No one in our class knows. I'm just sorry some people are jerks to you. Next time, just slap them in the face. I hope you have a nice day, your student Leah. And she gave her that was the note she gave her with the gift of a baby blanket.
Just slap them in the face. It's called empathy. She feels for her being pregnant.
Slap
them
in the face.
Slap them in the face.
I thought you were going to say no one in our class knows what it's like to be pregnant except Emily, who's 17 and is still in the third grade.
Oh, goodness. So if you do want a letter, if you want a response, you need to now this is going to be thinking ahead for next year. You can send a letter to Santa Claus, Indiana, and yes, you will get a response or do it there in person. And so, as I mentioned, Holiday World, that is the biggest draw. It is and Dan, I know, has been there several times. The sort of the benefit of Holiday World or some of the perks, I would say, free parking. That's nice. That's pretty rare for a theme park these days. Free soft drinks. You don't pay for soft drinks.
Wow.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Does it cost to get in? $740.
It's very affordable. Yeah. It's very affordable. They also have a water park. I am not a water park person. I would not go, but from what I understand, it's really well done. I think it's even award winning. It's a really nice. It's called Splash and Safari. So
it's comparable to what Six Flags has here. I think the entire park probably is a little smaller than Six Flags, which makes it a lot easier to navigate around.
Yeah.
But it's first class, and again, it is 3 hours from St. Louis, so you want to check that out or make your plans.
And is it open this holiday? What's it called? Holiday
World.
Is it open in the winter?
It's not open in the. You know what? I don't know if
because you're not in the water park.
They call it Holiday Worlds because it's all made up of different holidays. So you'll have one.
It'll
for
be funny.
Halloween
leave it open all year, and the water park is just solid ice. Kids slide down an ice tube and hit a big pool of ice.
That just sounds kind of fun.
Yeah, they have Halloween Town and they have Fourth of July.
And so that's why they call it Holiday World.
There's Cinco de Mayo.
No,
there.
No,
Santa Claus. That's not a big Cinco de Mayo.
I don't think so. Do they have Columbus Day?
Margaritas and dancers?
No,
and
but
stuff?
They need to.
Yeah, okay.
National Taco Day?
What they do, though, is in the winter, they take water out of the water park, and they fill it with Miracle Whip, and you plunge into it, sink in the mayo.
Oh.
Thank you. Oh. Thanks, everybody. Thank you for appreciating
that. Get that one.
Thank you.
Okay. On that happy note, I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan. They're clapping for your joke.
See, Bill, you talked over your own.
I know.
You ruined it. Should we do it again?
Nope.
Bill, next time, Bill, leave your clap alone.
Yeah. Don't give your clap to other people. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, number one selling replacement window in the United States, the preferred window of Paul and the St. Louis Blues. Find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Again, Marty and Tammy, who were in earlier. Marty, a longtime listener, got a little tour. It took a while to tour the facilities here. They thought it was just going to be like, come in and look around. No. It's a huge tour.
Weather department and traffic department.
Well, if you're smart enough to ask, I want to see the weather. I want to see Tim's news department. I want to see the research department. Yeah. It's just on and on. The traffic department. It takes a while. So nice meeting both of you. I went in the, we have a little bathroom here right outside the studio, and I went in there to wash my hands, because I don't like my hands feeling dirty. So I washed my hands, and it was the end of the paper towel. So I replaced them, but I took the tube out. No. But let me tell you something. If you have a little kid, wrap up a cardboard paper towel tube and just put it on the tree. Kids, though, they love it. And
he is not joking. I walked in the studio. There was nobody else in here except Frank, and he is playing with that stupid thing.
Come out with your hands up.
Yeah. Hey, there's a lot you can do with, like, a trombone or
Remember what I found out over the summer? That if you hold your camera up to one end of the toilet roll, it makes your face look like the moon.
I do remember that.
Yeah, that's something you can do.
That's a good idea. Thank you for reminding me of that. But it's a fun thing, and kids like it. And you can do a lot. You can be a musical instrument. You can be the police.
Step out with your hands up.
It's fun. Oh, who said Charlie Brown?
I did, yeah.
you can do that, too. It's free if you have paper towels. So there you go. I know Tim will look it up, but here's something we see every day. We choose a variation of it, yet we don't know what it is. Octane. I put a high octane in my little Volkswagen today, like 93 octane. I thought, I'll give it a little extra boost. But what is that? What actually is octane? We don't know. Nobody ever stops to go, what is octane? We just think, the higher octane, the more performance, which is not always true, depending on the car. But we don't know what it is. Do you, Bill, you know what octane is? Dan, you know what octane is?
No.
It means eight something, because oct usually means eight. Octagon, octopus, is it?
It's a hydrocarbon. It's just a component of the gasoline. So the more hydrocarbons in your gasoline, the higher the octane level.
I just wonder why the name is octane. Why it's called that. But I guess we'll never know. There's a fantastic story. Here's a feel-good story for you. Mike Evans won't be on because he was on earlier. He was on like 4:50.
Is that the feel-good story?
No. Actually, it is.
Octane means powerful or dynamic.
Oh, okay.
That's why it gives your car more power, more dynamic ride.
There you go. So I'm going to share with you a story that is one of those feel-good, great Christmas stories. A true story. I read this morning. It's I don't know if it's on mainstream media, on TV. It probably is around lots of places. This girl in Hayes County, Texas, which I think is outside of Austin, had an inoperable brain tumor. I saw the x-rays this morning. This is unbelievable. And it's gone. It's just gone. She's back to being an 11-year-old girl and riding horses as active as she ever was. This past June, the doctors diagnosed this little girl. Her name is Roxy Doss. They diagnosed her with an inoperable cancerous brain tumor. Now, folks, what that means is she's going to die. It's inoperable. Can't cure it. It'll kill her. But it's not going to kill her because it's gone. And they didn't cut it out. It's just gone. Now, I know there are people that go, that's a miracle. Well, maybe it is. That's not for me to say. Maybe it's just some things we can't explain. Bad things or good things. It's called diffuse intrinsic pontine gliomas, or DIPG. That's a nasty sounding thing. Very rare. And according to the doctor, Dr. Virginia Harrod, she says it is a devastating brain tumor. She's with the Dell Children's Medical Center in Austin, Texas. She says you lose the ability to swallow. Vision, you lose your vision, decreased ability to talk, and eventually difficulty with breathing. She went through radiation, but that wasn't to cure it. The radiation, I think, sometimes is to buy you time or, kill the progression a little bit. And they held a benefit for her this past August, and the community responded in a big way, and I think they had a GoFundMe page for treatments just to make her more comfortable or maybe give her a little time. But the doctors flat out told them, this is not curable. Sorry, but she's going to die. Well, it's gone.
Wow.
And this is one of those deals where even the doctor, she says, we have no idea what happened. They've looked at the x-rays, and it's just not there, undetectable. It wasn't a mistake that they thought they saw it. It was very obvious she had the tumor. So that's a great story.
Was the tumor cancerous, do you know?
Oh, yes. Inoperable, cancerous, done, you're dead.
All right, so that means that the human immune system was not fighting it. Now, if all of a sudden it just disappeared, the only thing I can think of is that something, there was like a chemical reaction inside her body where all of a sudden the body realized that there was a tumor in there and got rid of it. It's either that, or she's been hanging out with Willie Nelson a bit
too
much.
Or maybe something with the radiation.
Maybe.
No. The radiation has never killed a tumor, killed this kind of tumor. It's just done to bile time.
No, I'm
it's
saying like maybe something with the radiation and her body, maybe right. That combined.
I don't maybe know. That
well, you know
what?
We don't know. Be. We don't know. But for the people who choose to say, well, here's a Christmas miracle,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to go with that? Go with that. It's a good story. I saw another commercial this morning where they're talking about the stress of the holidays. You're under stress. Let me tell you something, folks. Holiday stress is self-inflicted. If you're under stress, it's your own self-inflicted stress. I told you before, well, this year my family, we have a deal. My daughter, my sons, my daughter's girlfriend, my daughter-in-law, no gifts. It's really gotten ridiculous, and I don't need anything. I don't. My boys don't need anything. My daughter doesn't need anything. My wife surely doesn't need anything, especially shoes. And so no gifts. And I think it's going to be fantastic. We can spend time watching a couple of movies, playing little games, a little Nintendo with my grandson. Because it is a lot of stress. It's a lot of pressure. Oh, I forgot somebody on the list. Oh, did we take care of this person? What are we going to get him? Oh, we got him that last year. It's not necessary. It's just not. So, I'll let you know how this goes. I already think it's going to go great. I encourage you, and I mentioned this a few weeks ago, please invite somebody over to your house who has nobody. There are people who have nobody. They don't have a spouse. They don't have siblings. They don't have parents. They're alone. And you probably know them, and you just never gave it a thought. You just thought, well, I don't know what they're doing for Christmas. Well, they're doing nothing for Christmas because they don't have anybody. Why don't you invite them over and just say, we want you to be part of our Christmas. Come on by, have a little bite to eat, sit around. And why don't you pick up a little something that anybody could open just to have for that person who comes by. We got you a little something. And it could be a generic sort of gift that anybody would kind of appreciate. It could be a gift card, for goodness sakes. Any guns or anywhere. Just have something there extra for somebody who might pop over who just doesn't have much of a Christmas. Now, I have a friend who's also an advertiser. I just found this out today because my wife talked to his wife. When you hear this, every year he buys himself Christmas presents, wraps them, and puts them under the tree with his name on them. He already knows what's in them.
Wow.
I just think that's funny. It's bizarre, but it's kind of funny. He knows when he opens it, he's going to like it. He bought it. And he wrapped it. And she says he does it every year. I think it's funny. Hello to Dave, the Chesterfield cop, the tall Chesterfield cop, whose last name I didn't capture today. I'm sorry. I saw him parking in a mobile station, and I pulled up, and I just rolled down the window and thanked him for what he does. So, Dave, the Chesterfield cop, was nice meeting you today. I talked earlier about dating and Christmas, and there's just something kind of like magical when you're in love, and it's Christmas, and it's cold, and you get to, like, cuddle and make out and stuff, and you get to meet maybe her parents for the first time. There's something special about it. And I don't know if you guys have done it or remember doing it, or Limey, you're not old enough that you have to try to remember it, but you do things you would never do when you are in love and dating. I'll give you a couple examples. I hate caroling. I don't want carolers coming to my house. I don't want to be a caroler. I went caroling with a girl because she wanted me to.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, no, this is as extreme as it gets for me. I was miserable. Christmas bell. And we had books. I was cat whipped. Yeah, you bet. And we had little hymnals or book and candles. Oh, my goodness. It was horrible. And the people would come to the door acting like they liked it. I'll never do it again. And the other thing I did is I went to Catholic Mass with a girlfriend because she asked me to go with her family to a midnight Mass.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, Catholics. This is not directed at you. But as a non-Catholic, what a horrible experience.
It is boring.
Oh, my goodness.
So boring.
It's worse than boring.
My evil, wicked, horrible witch of a stepmother, who is thankfully now my dad divorced her, but she made us go to a Christmas Mass once. That's the last time I ever did it.
No. Was it a midnight Mass?
It is so dull. Yeah, you just stand there and talk about, like, hey, you know, 2,000 years ago, Jesus was born, some other stuff happened.
And then they kneel and get up. Kneel and get up.
And you got to sit.
I got a bad knee.
Who wants to sing at 1 o'clock in the morning, man?
Nobody.
You talk about crickets chirping. I dated a girl one time for about a year, and she took me to see her very religious family in Tennessee for the first time.
Oh boy.
And we went to their church the next day. I mean, when we got there on a Saturday afternoon, they were playing Christian music all throughout
the house.
Do you
remember what church it was? What kind of church?
No, but like there was two bands up on the stage, and there was a huge screen where all the song, the lyrics were going down the whole bit. Well, you know, my girl wasn't all that religious, but her sisters really were, and one of the brother-in-laws is like writing notes in the Bible while this is going on, you know, the whole bit. And so all of a sudden, about halfway through this, one of her sisters starts putting both of her hands in the air.
Oh, yeah.
And she gets up out of the pew, and she's standing up. Then another sister does it. Then another sister does it.
I'll help you out. This could be Assembly of God.
Or Pentecostal. Pentecostal.
Well, we all drove in this big family bus, like this little mini bus that we all caravan there in. And so I'm riding shotgun because I'm the new guy. And one of the brothers-in-law looks at me and goes, "So, Tim, what'd you think of our fine church?" And Big Smoothie looks at this guy and goes, "Well, I thought it was pretty interesting when you guys all started to get the wave going."
Crickets.
I mean, nobody laughed.
No.
Nobody said
nothing. No.
I just slouched down in my chair and looked out the window.
Don't you try to have fun with religion.
Oh, my God.
This girlfriend of mine, before she walked in church, she reached in her purse and took a doily out and put it on her head, some kind of a lace thing. I said, "What's that? Yeah. What are you doing?" She said, "You have to cover your head before you go into midnight mass." I didn't know that.
I didn't
have to cover my head. But
I didn't know why.
Women had to cover their heads with a little lacy thing.
Yeah, they used to do that, but I never knew why.
Did they stop it?
I guess so.
All I remember was, when is this going to get over? Because I just wanted to get out of there and make out with her. You're only doing it so you can make out later.
Yeah.
Because they're in the good Christmas mood or whatever. What else? This is weird. A Kentucky Fried Chicken. First of all, I haven't had Kentucky Fried Chicken for, I'd say, 15 years.
Wow.
I have not had a piece of Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's not a statement of it's bad or good. I just haven't had any. They're selling, you know, these fire logs that aren't really wood.
They're
selling them, mm-hmm. and they smell just like fried chicken.
Yeah, I have seen
like
that.
Their chicken.
Yeah, I think it's
if
a
you
great
walk
idea.
In the house, you think, "Hey, who's cooking up chunky fried chicken?"
Wow,
I think it's smart on their part.
Well, I think it's smart, but I tell you, if you invite me over to your house and I smell KFC and there is no KFC, we're gonna have words.
So you don't like Kentucky Fried?
No, I love Kentucky Fried Chicken, but if I get there, they're just like,
it's the smell, but no chicken.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna be mad.
All right, you know what? It's like walking in and go, cherry pie. No, it's just a log burning. We don't have any cherry pie. Yeah, that's just something wrong with that. I get it. I agree with you. I said one time that at any given moment, within 1 mile of us, there's a killer. And I believe that. Somebody who will kill or has killed. They're out there. And there's people that have killed a bunch of people, and we don't know about them. Get this. This is a guy. He's 78 years old. He's in prison. He has now said, he over time just keeps admitting to different murders. Oh, yeah, by the way, I killed that woman, too. He's now admitted that he killed a woman in 1994. It's one of those never solved cases. So, yeah, I did that, too. You know how many people this guy's killed? Here, what's his name here? It's Samuel Little. He's down in Odessa, Texas. He killed 90 people.
Wow.
90. Ted Bundy, amateur. This guy.
Some of them were in Missouri, from what I read.
Really?
Yeah. He's killed all over the country.
And think about this. Those people, some of them have never been caught, and they're out walking around. We don't know who they're going to be. Stop light next to you. Guy killed 40 people. This guy killed 90
people. People who travel a lot, eh? All around the country.
Yeah, Bill.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, Bill.
Be careful.
Does Bill look like a killer to anybody?
I don't know, man. He's wiry.
What do we have to do before the top of the air? We're thrown off because of Mike Evans. So
You got the joke, and then maybe some traffic.
Let me put in a quick. You know what? We'll break for traffic. Let's break for traffic. Get done. Let people know what the traffic is like. We'll come back. We'll do the joke. We'll wrap it up, and I'll mention our river cruise that's coming up in June. And now to introduce the traffic, because this is a union job. Here is Dan Strauss.
Thank you so much, Frank, and I will introduce Tori Lyons to give you traffic.
Traffic is sponsored by Hellsburg Diamonds. Cleared the accident westbound 70 west of Route Z and accident eastbound 364 on the Veterans Bridge. Accident reconstruction northbound 55 north of Butler Hill. Accidents southbound 141 at Vance, northbound 141 at Romaine Creek. Southbound 270 heavy page most of the way to 55. Westbound 64 stacks up near Jefferson and an accident eastbound 70 at Grand. The holidays are getting closer, but there's still time for last minute one-stop shopping. Get gifts that give gifts at Hellsburg Diamonds. Spend $599.99 or more and get a free Google Home Bundle. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the six showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. This year, Hero.Loan personally paid over $85,000 worth of appraisals for our service members. That's how we say thank you to the men and women who sacrifice so much for our great nation. With the VA loan program, you can cash out 100% of your home's value to pay off credit cards. Apply today and get your customized loan options with our 5-minute loan approval at Hero.Loan. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
The holiday season is here. Do you want to carve your turkey or ham oh so right and so fresh? Or do you want your relatives to complain about your knives again?
Why are your knives so dull?
Of course, no one wants to hear that. So bring your knives back to life at Bertarelli Cutlery. They can put a sharp edge back on your knives and get you ready for the holiday season. That's Bertarelli Cutlery, located at 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer, finding, removing threats to your health. In one facility, occupants were getting sick, but only in one portion of a building. And Wellington Environmental was asked to investigate and soon found air conditioning units in the rooms only in that side of the building were blowing cold air loaded with mold. The AC units in that part of the building were pulling air from a stagnant pond. Mystery solved, threat resolved. That's just one of many Wellington environmental stories. And then there's a hospital that was going to have to close because of a water main break until Wellington stepped in to help. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
But I'll tell you a Christmas tale that never has been told. Well, you may think you've heard it all, but you ain't heard nothing yet about that crazy Christmas that the North Pole can't forget. Rudolph was under the weather. He had to call in sick. So he got on the horn to his cousin Leroy, who lived out in the sticks. He said, Santa's really counting on me, and I hate to pass the buck. Leroy said, hey, I'm on my way, and he jumped in his pickup truck. When Leroy got to the North Pole, all the reindeer snickered and laughed. They'd never seen a deer in overalls and a John Deere tractor hat. But Santa stepped in and said, just calm down, cause we've all got a job to do. And like it or not, Leroy's in charge and he's gonna be leading you. And it was Leroy, the redneck reindeer, who stepped to the front of the sleigh.
Is this Joe Diffie?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yes, it is.
I don't know if you guys remember. We've been here 14 and a half months, believe it or not. Wow. Dan, I think last year you did it. You're going to do Reindeer Rock?
Sure.
We have to do it Thursday.
Yeah.
Folks, you're talking about a treat.
Oh, yeah.
Every year for like 25 years, Dan has done Reindeer Rock.
Since I've been in radio.
So more than a year. More than
yeah.
And my daughter will join us the day after Christmas to sing poorly. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
It's Christmas Eve. It's actually after midnight. It's Christmas morning. Santa Claus, down the chimney. Same routine, down the chimney, big old sack of toys. Putting toys around the tree, and he hears something, and he looks up, and the lady of the house, who is about 40, very attractive, in a house coat sort of thing that's sort of a little open in front to reveal some fantastic cleavage, has obviously had a little eggnog. She goes, "Oh, Santa, looks like I caught you in the act." He goes, "Yes, it does." She says, and she sort of opens her robe just a little bit. She goes, "Santa, why don't you take a load off and stay for a while? I'll heat up a little eggnog, a little warm eggnog, and I don't know. What do you think?" And he looks her over, up and down. She's good. Looks like Connie Britton, if you know who that is. She looks like her. She's an actress. And he hesitates, and she says, "What do you say, Santa?" And he goes, "Oh, Santa's gotta go. Lots of toys to deliver for the kiddies, don't you know?" And whoosh, up the chimney he goes. He gets out of there. He gets to the next house. He's putting toys out. And he hears, "Psst, hey, Santa." He looks up and here's the woman that lives in this house. She's about 35. Gorgeous. She's got on these baby doll pajamas, little bow that ties right at the cleavage, and she reaches up and unties that knot, that bow, revealing even more, little shorty, short things at the bottom of the pajamas. "Whew!" She says, "Santa, what a lonely Christmas for me. My husband had to be out of town on business. Can you believe it? I need some company, Santa. You think you could take a break?" And he looks her over. And he goes,
"Oh, ho, ho, ho. Santa's got to go. A lot of toys to deliver for the kiddies, don't you know?" And whoosh, up the chimney.
And he gets to the next house. Drop dead, gorgeous, 23, 25-year-old, killer, rocking body, unbelievable. Wearing some kind of thing he's never seen before. It's a complete see-through nighty. He can see everything. She says, "Hey, Santa. Boy, it's a lonely Christmas for me. I don't have anybody. Not my boyfriend. I don't have anybody. I need company, if you know what I mean." And she sets down some bourbon and some Coke, and "What do you say, Santa?" And man, he can't take his eyes off her. And he says, he looks down, he realizes he's aroused. He goes,
hey, might as well stay. Can't get up the chimney with this boner in the way.
Now, I ran over.
Oh, man.
So we're in trouble. We're in trouble.
Sorry.
Limey will fix it. Thank you for being with us. The best joke of all, Christmas joke, coming tomorrow. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan. All
right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Larry Connors. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. The White House is continuing to suggest former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was duped by FBI agents into committing perjury. Flynn told a judge today that he was not duped into lying. He knew it was a crime and he was guilty. Sanders said the White House wishes Flynn well, but the sentencing is between him and the court system. The Trump administration is moving ahead on plans to create a space force despite skepticism in Congress. Vice President Mike Pence announced today the creation of a new U.S. Space Command.